All right, Nicholas, you ready to do this?
Yes.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is Pirates all-time team draft. Jeff Hathorn, Nicholas Callis. All right, we need to figure out who's got the number one pick.
Okay, so let's just so how are we doing this? Are we're going by position?
By position, one player. One okay. pick, one pick.
So we're starting to catcher going around the horn and then to pitchers.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, well then.
All right.
Here, we don't really need a first
this.
Overall then. So who wants to go first here?
That's what then? I've got a number behind my back. Odd or even? Odd even. Or even?
Even.
Damn you. It was four.
Let's go.
Damn you!
Well, no, here's the thing, though. I mean, this is fair. Then if we're going by position, I'll choose first here. You choose first next.
No, it's all right. I get the
first pick every time? What? That's okay. No, that's not
no,
as
actually,
fun.
We're going to
No, yeah. Alternate. I'll take the first pick here. You take the first pick
all right.
from first base.
So you got... Catcher.
Yes.
Best Pirates catcher overall.
I choose Manny Sanguin.
Ah.
You can't go wrong with Manny. Very nice man, very talented baseball player.
All right, I have a couple of options here. I grew up, I mean, I love Tony Pena, but I love the trade and what they got for him. Jason Kendall had a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't win a lot of games, and a lot of those hits were singles. I mean, if Russell Martin were here for a longer period of time, I would say Russell Martin would be a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Clock's ticking. Kendall. Actually, there is no clock. Never mind.
I'm going Tony Pena.
Ooh. Wow.
I know Kendall. It should be Kendall.
I would have picked Kendall. But you picked Pena, so that's okay.
All right, first base, I get to go first. There's no drama here. Wilbur Dornell Stargell. I mean, you can't argue 475 home runs, 1,540 RBIs.
No explanation is needed here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bob Robertson.
Okay.
I don't think a bad second choice. Willie's the obvious first, but... Bob Robertson, pretty good.
Bob Robertson.
He's the only other good first baseman I know from the Pirates. They haven't had too many good recent ones. I think Dan Zangrilli's talked about that a lot. It's a shame. They haven't had a consistent first baseman since Stargell.
No, they really haven't. I mean, Jason Thompson, they were kind of hopeful of. He was like the guy after Willie. And when you look back at it, he really actually wasn't that bad, but he was living up to Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
And that's that is a tough thing to do. All right, you've got the good first pick here at second base.
Bill Mazeroski.
Yeah. That one's pretty easy.
Big home run in the World Series. Great defensive second baseman. He's mine.
Yes. So I'm going to go way back in the day and go George Grantham.
Wow. I've never heard that name before. When did he play?
A long, long time ago.
George Grantham.
Yes. In fact, I will tell you that he debuted in 1922.
Okay.
But the stats are there. And, I mean, Johnny Ray is a guy who is a more modern player. Jose Leaned, except for, you know, postseason, would be an option.
My dark horse pick there was Freddie Sanchez.
Well, and Neil Walker was someone I thought very seriously about.
21 homers in 2014.
But Grantham hit like 315 in his career with the Pirates. Like, he had some good numbers.
Now the season was shorter back then.
All right, so far, you've got Manny Sanguin, Bob Robertson, Bill Mazeroski. I've got Tony Pena, Willie Stargell, George Grantham.
Now to third base. That's your first pick here.
Yes, it is. And I'm going with Pie Trainer.
Oh, tough.
I mean,
that'd have been my first two.
The guy hit 20 with 164 triples in his career. Pie Trainer.
That'll do it.
At third. This is interesting for you.
Yes. I want to pick John Wehner because big money Wehner, but
there should be a role on this team for him.
Yes, but I don't know if it's the starting third baseman. I'm going to go with Bill Madluck.
Wow.
Mad Dog.
All right. Pedro would have been in play.
No, he couldn't field.
Bonilla played some third.
Some third isn't. Nah, I go Bill Madluck. I'm confident in that decision. Ooh, I get to go first now for shortstop. Hannes Wagner. Not even waste time explaining that one away. I choose Hannes Wagner at shortstop. Arguably the greatest pirate of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where it didn't play out for me. Because that's if you look at one where you say, all right, I want to make sure I have first pick four.
A shortstop.
Yeah. I mean, that's – so I'm down to a couple here.
You know what? You're going to get the first two outfielders, though. So don't
Dick
feel
Groat.
Dick Groat.
You know, and then there's, you know, Jordy Mercer had a nice career, but Dick Groat.
Okay. Yeah. You put Dick Groat and Jordy Mercer in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, if you look at pirate stats, like there's guys like Jay Bell that had pirate stats, but
you made the right choice. Okay, left
you're right
field.
About that. That's a correct slam.
Left fielder, go ahead.
Well, outfield.
You just want to do a generic outfield?
Outfield. Roberto.
Okay. Yeah, that one doesn't need any explaining. All right, so that would mean I get two outfielders from here then, right? That would be fair. Because if we were going the snake draft back and forth.
Well, then let's, if you want to go left field, then let's do it that way.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. We'll do left field.
We're not gonna do this either. We're not stacking the lineup here. We gotta their primary position would have to be in these positions here. So you'll get right fielder anyway, so take Clemente now, that's fine. But they had to have been a consistent outfielder at that position. You can't just put Clemente in center, for example, is something that I thought could happen. But you have him at right field, so you get to keep him. Can I pick a right fielder now then?
You want it we're just skipping a right field?
Yeah, we'll go back around. But I'll take Dave Parker in right field as my pick. So we just did the right fielders. Now we're going to go to center field.
By the way, I really love Dave Parker.
Yeah,
Dave Parker should be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous that he is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay. So now we're going to go to center field. So we each picked our right fielder. So now center field, I will choose. I'm going to choose McCutchen. Because he, I've always argued, has been the savior for this generation of Pirate fans. He's a very nice man, MVP, very talented, pretty much a five-tool guy in his prime. Andrew McCutchen, your turn, center field.
Yeah, I would have gone Andrew McCutchen as well. I'm down to a couple of guys now. Al Oliver played a lot of center field.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Van Slyke played some really good center field for three playoff teams. And I know there are some guys back in the day that played center field. This one's tough. I'm going Jack Suwinski. No, I'm going Andy Van Slyke.
Okay.
And again, this is probably growing up watching bias.
Sure. You can have bias. That's fun. We'll ultimately let the people decide, though. All right, so from catcher to outfield so far, I have Sanguian, Robertson, Maz, Bill Madluck, Hannes Wagner, Dave Parker, and Andrew McCutchen. You have
Tony Pena,
Willie Stargell,
yep.
George Grantham at second base, Pie Trainer, Dick Groat, and the outfielders Roberto Clemente, and Andy Van Slyke. So now we need left fielders, and you get first pick at left field.
So this is time with the Pirates.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You're on the clock, Jeff.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Very good.
Don't like the man.
That's okay. He played baseball well, though. And even with the Pirates before he was on the alleged voids.
There was somebody else, I'm not going to say for obvious competitive reasons, that I was very much considering.
Okay. I'm going to go recency bias and a guy that I'm sad that his career went down in flames so badly after his time with the Pirates, but he was really good with the Pirates, Jason Bay.
Wow.
I mean, he was tremendous when he was with the Pirates, so.
I thought you were going to go Kiner.
No, well, I have DH next, and so I guess, spoiler alert, I will choose my designated hitter to be Ralph Kiner, because he wasn't known for playing the field very well, but he could hit. So I choose Ralph Kiner as my designated hitter.
Yeah, I don't think we had to get that technical. Like, I loved the Kiner pick, but I don't know if we had to, you know.
What? So you can pick anybody, hitter on the Pirates.
So this was tough because I didn't want you to have Bonds, so I picked Bonds there.
Sure.
My DH is Paul Wehner.
Ooh.
Paul Wehner of the 897 career OPS.
Yeah, that'll do it. It's a good choice.
And Al Oliver would have been, that's another guy. I mean, Oliver's not as much as Parker, I think, is overlooked. Al Oliver was a hell of a player for the Pirates, and the stats kind of back that up.
I agree.
Did you have any temptation to pick anyone over the recent years other than McCutcheon?
In center?
No. This draft.
Oh, just any recent guys. I had Neil Walker on my second base side. I had Jason Kendall at catcher. John Wehner, I guess it's kind of recent. And then in the outfield, I had Brian Reynolds and Starling Marte out there. So that was close, but a lot of the historic guys really take precedent there when you're picking overall greats. And we got to do pitchers now, too.
I think this is to me.
So you have
left-handed pitcher.
Okay.
Liriano had a good little run.
Mm-hmm.
But the Candyman can.
Mm-hmm.
John Candelaria.
Well, I'm going to take. He had a short career with the Pirates. Had 3 seasons-ish. Kind of short, but so here's a recent guy. And I guess since we're talking about recent guys and who I'm tempted to pick, one of my favorite pitchers growing up, Oliver Perez. He was hot when he was with the Pirates.
You're going Ollie?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I respect that he had a long career, but even with the Pirates, he was sizzling. Remember those commercials? He used to take the cookies out of the oven. Ooh, these are hot. I throw hot stuff.
Wow. All right. Ollie Perez.
And he was good enough to get traded to the Mets and make it to the championship series in 2006. So.
Well, he's lefty, so he lasted until he's like 48.
Yeah, he was old. But he had a good, better part of 3 seasons with the Pirates, so I'll take him. Now, for right-handed pitchers, I get this one. I will choose my guy, Steve Bless. Excellent guy and World Series winner. And great pitcher.
Steve Blass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, love Steve Blass.
Love Steve.
60 years with the Pirates overall. Like, is an amazing person.
Yes. But great pitcher, too, and that's what we're judging him on here.
Now this is interesting because I've got Bob Friend on the board, the all-time mm-hmm. strikeout leader for the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going the Cy Young Award winner for the Pirates, Doug Drabek.
Mm.
Both of those guys. Did you give any consideration after 9 games of saying Paul Skeens?
No. You can't all-time grade a guy who's been here less than a season. He could get there. I'm sure he's going to get there.
Yeah, that's not.
But if we're talking about, you know, history of the Pirates, do I choose between Bob Friend, Doug Drabek, Steve Blass, or Paul Skeens? I'm going to pick one of those three. And I did. Yeah, no, not yet. Not to Paul Skeens.
All right.
Closing pitcher, that would be... So you get to round it up then, it seems.
I am going with the Rubber Band Man. That is my closer, Kent Tekulve.
Hmm. Now, I wasn't able to think of too many closers between Tekulve and... Well, we'll discuss this afterwards after I make this pick. I'm going to go with Mark Melancon, the leader of the Shark Tank.
Mark Melancon.
Mm-hmm.
Mark actually had some really good numbers here with the Pirates, but
he did. He was a great relief. He was a great setup guy, and then when he was promoted, he was a great closer.
I mean, Elroy Face.
Yeah, that's
was available.
I knew I was forgetting someone.
Dave Justy. You know, it was who?
I was going to ask you who closed between 80 and 2000 that was worth.
No one.
No, because I remember they picked up Jose
Bill
Mesa.
Landrum. Bill Landrum was good.
Okay.
Melancon was better.
They picked up Jose Mesa on a 1-year deal, and then were just cycling through.
Yeah, they cycled
Sullivan
through a
Torres,
lot of guys.
Evan Meek, Joel Hanrahan,
Matt Capps.
Yeah,
All-Star Matt Capps.
That's right.
I mean they've had some good ones. They've found pitchers to close for them.
Yeah,
and they have done a nice for all the things that were critical of the Pirates. They have over the years found relievers, and they had a guy who had great success with the Yankees, who started with the Pirates, a guy named Goose Gossage.
Yeah, that's true.
He had a 0.95 whip with the Pirates.
Oh, man.
But he was only here for 133 innings. And then he went to New York, and that's when he really gained his fame.
Yeah.
But he was with the Pirates. And if we're not doing this, but if we were going for like a lefty hold, like Tony Watson was... I was just kind of looking through some different numbers.
Really good.
Tony Watson was good. Grant Jackson was good. All right, let's do manager.
I get to choose.
You're first.
Chuck Tanner.
Oh, all right.
You seem surprised by that pick.
Love Chuck Tanner.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to go with the other World Series winner, 2-time World Series winner, Danny Murtaugh.
Hmm. I mean, I don't think any of us lost with our picks there. They were both pretty good picks.
All right, so here are the teams.
Okay.
You read yours.
All right. So from catcher around the horn, I got Manny Sanguian, Bob Robertson, Bill Mazeroski, Bill Madlock, Hannes Wagner, then to the outfield from left to right, Jason Bay, Andrew McCutchen, and Dave Parker, my designated hitter, Ralph Kiner, and then pitchers Steve Blass, Oliver Perez, Mark Melancon, and Chuck Tanner is my manager.
I have Tony Pena behind the dish, Willie Stargell at first, George Granum at second, Pye Trainer at third, Dick Grote at short. The outfield is Roberto Clemente, Andy Van Slyke, and Barry Bonds. Paul Wehner is my DH. Could have been John, but it's Paul. My lefty pitcher is John Candelaria, Doug Drabek from the right side, Kent Tekulve is my closer, and Danny Murtaugh is my manager. We'll tweet this out and get
we'll
some
post.
Reaction.
Yes.
But let's discuss what we think as we continue. Fan Morning Show here on July 5th. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. It's 7:20. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. 93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase. Parents and coaches, send us an email at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate, a proud sponsor of the Fan and the Pirates' effort to get out to your field. All right, Jeff Hathorn with Nicholas Harry Callis, Fan Morning Show for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson here on this 4th of July, I guess, extended weekend. It is a Friday. I don't know what day it really feels like. Yesterday kind of felt like a Sunday in so many ways. But we just drafted our Pirates all-time teams. Callis's, Manny Sanguin, Bob Robertson, Bill Mazeroski, Bill Madlock, Hannes Wagner, Dave Parker, Andrew McCutchen, Jason Bay, Ralph Kiner, Oliver Perez, Steve Blass, Mark Melanson's the closer, and Chuck Tanner's the manager. For me, Tony Pena, Willie Stargell, George Granham, Pye Trainer, Dick Groat, Roberto Clemente, Andy Van Slyke, Barry Bonds, Paul Wehner, John Candelaria, Doug Drabek, Kent Tekulve, and Danny Murtaugh as the manager. Any immediate regrets, Nicholas?
No. Did you hear about me and Chris Muller's immediate regret, though, the other week?
No.
Last week we did a draft, too, and we did one. It had to be a top five sons. Or, I'm sorry, top five, I think, fathers. No. Top five sons who had a father play in a professional sport as well. And I believe the dad had to play for a Pittsburgh team.
Oh.
And you know who we missed? A really big one. It was real subtle, but right there. Patrick Mahomes. Because his dad, Pat Sr., played for the Pirates, pitched for the Pirates for a real brief stretch of time. And we both missed that. And we heard about it.
What has Mahomes done?
Yeah, what has he done?
I mean,
he's pretty subtle there, too. Yeah. So, no, compared to that, no regrets here. I think this is going to be a very competitive duel between you and me, and it will be posted on Twitter within the next 5 minutes so people can express their opinions of our drafts.
Yeah, there are a couple guys I really wanted. Like Hannes Wagner was someone I really wanted on my team.
Well, I really wanted Clemente and Stargell, but you got them. So that's.
And Kiner was a good pick.
So was Bonds.
And Kiner was more of a center fielder. So, you know, that may have been somebody either of us could have grabbed in center. But I think McCutchen's a good grab for you. So we'll post that all-time draft, get your thoughts on it. Coming up, maybe some future Pirates stars. Couple of them had some big games yesterday in the minors. We'll take a look at that. And then after that, we've got some tickets to a concert. And we told you earlier about MLB.com's article saying why Paul Skenes should start the All-Star game. So in last segment of the hour before 8 o'clock, we're going to open up those lines and let you tell us why you think Paul Skenes should or should not start the All-Star game. But coming up, we'll look at those Pirates, including Henry Davis back. What did he do in his first game back as he deals with that concussion? We continue. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years here on 93.7 The Fan. All right, coming up next segment, we're going to open up the lines to get your thoughts on should Paul Skenes, is that legit that he should start the All-Star game for the National League? It's something that was in MLB.com. And we have tickets to a pretty cool concert that are the incentive to have you call in. We'll tell you about that coming up. But first, as we continue looking at different things going on with the Pirates and answers, are there any internal, not necessarily on the roster right now, that could help this team? In the minor leagues last night on the 4th of July, Indy beat Louisville 5-3. Jiwon Bae 2-for-4. And Bae is hitting .359 at AAA as he works his way back from injury. Henry Davis, his first game back from concussion, 2-for-3, both singles. Leover Peguero with his 16th double. Ryan Borecki had one inning and an immaculate inning. One inning, three strikeouts. So as Bae worth another run. Henry Davis starting to work his way back. Leover Peguero with his 16th double. Borecki with three strikeouts. Altoona won 1-0 over Harrisburg. And here's a pitcher you may not have heard of that has really come on this year. It's Thomas Harrington. Started to make a splash last year. And now, I mean, this guy was 36th overall pick, but he was out of Campbell. Wasn't a lot known about him. He's just 22. He's 6'2", 185-pound righty. 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. And Altoona's 1-0 win, so obviously didn't give up a run. On the season, he's 1-2, a 2.72 ERA, 1.05 whip, 49 2/3, 48 strikeouts. And Thomas Harrington has walked 6. 48 strikeouts to 6 walks. Greensboro 1-8-4. Tamar Johnson, who is the Pirates representative to the Futures game, along with Bubba Chandler, who will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. But Tamar, 2-for-3, 2 runs, 3 RBIs, 2 walks, hit his 8th homer. He has an 8-game hitting streak, which has raised his average to .237. His on base is .392. He's just 20. Pirates first-round pick a couple years ago is starting to come on. Nick Cimillo, who's 6'3 righty from Rutgers. He's 24. He's a little older. And listen, I grant you, Greensboro is a little easier place to hit. So sometimes you look at those numbers. You remember a couple of years ago, Mason Martin had these crazy numbers in Greensboro, but you have to take Greensboro and that park and that league into some account. But he's got 15 home runs, 45 RBIs, and he drove in another run yesterday in just 44 games this year. That's the minor league report as we continue. 412-928-9370. You tell us the best reason for Paul Skenes to or to not start the All-Star game as suggested in a story at MLB.com and win a couple of concert tickets. That's coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show as we continue our coverage of the Pirates presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. You're listening to the Fan Morning Show. Jeff Hathorn in for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson here on this Friday morning. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's the Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection here on 93.7 The Fan. And let's set the premise again. MLB.com did a story where they're suggesting, Will Leach, the author of the article, that Paul Skenes should start the All-Star game 9 starts into his career. And he cites these reasons, that he deserves it because his strikeout rate to walk rate is second best in the league, that it's great exposure for him, that it will get people excited, that it's important for this game because All-Star games are losing viewers by thousands. And the intrigue of having him do it, plus the social media hit with Livy Dunn, the potential of who he might face and those, and that excitement as well. Skenes loves the stage. So he is saying Skenes should start the All-Star game. So I want to hear from you, 412-928-9370 in this segment. And the best caller, the most convincing caller, will win 2 tickets to see Brett Michaels and Chris Jansen at the Pavilion at Star Lake next Saturday. So it's coming up. 2 tickets to see Brett Michaels. I mean, legend. With Chris Jansen and others at the Pavilion at Star Lake. And either way, whether you think that's a good idea, whether, hey, he needs to pay his dues, this is cool, but not ready yet. 412-928-9370 right now, and the most convincing caller will get those tickets. By the way, it is the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Start with Vic and Hazelwood. Hey, Vic. Vic, how are you? Hey, Vic.
Hey, now you're there.
What's up, go.
Brother? How you doing?
I'm good,
hey,
man.
Hey, listen, Matt. Absolutely, positively, he should start. And here are my reasons why. Number one, it would actually have the Caitlin Clark effect. You know, everybody wants to see him. Viewership would go way, way up. Number two, I think they should have Olivia throw out the first pitch. Come out there in a nice little cowboy hat, come out to the song, "This is Texas, we play Hold'em," and throw out the first pitch, and you guess who the catcher should be? Nolan Ryan. Man, that place. And then they should have a little job talk before the game gets here, like Aaron Judd go on, you know, just to talk mess. You know what? I'm going to smack one out the park on him. You know that's going to hype my man up.
Vic, just to have those two in it, like sitting there talking during the game would be amazing.
Right. Exactly, bro, I'm telling you, the viewership would go way up. And you know Paul Skeens is going, if he did face Aaron Judge, he's going to blow him right out the park easily.
All right, Vic, hang on. 412-928-9370, why, yes or no, Paul Skeens should start the All-Star game. Chad in Bridgeville, you're up next. Opportunity to win two tickets to see Brett Michaels with Chris Jansen at the Pavilion at Star Lake next Saturday. Hey, Chad.
Hey, man, how are you today?
Good, you?
Doing well. I definitely think Paul Skeens should start the All-Star game. I mean, it has turned into, you know, it's all about the fans now. They're not playing for home field advantage in the World Series. So why would you not want the most popular pitcher in the league, number one? Number two, like you just mentioned, you got the social media aspect of it with Libby Dunning, et cetera. And that's just going to pull the younger fans that maybe might not watch the All-Star game, but they want to see Paul Skeens pitch up against whomever, maybe the best players in the world. So why would you not have them start?
All right, Chad, hang on. So we're between Vic and Chad. Mike in the truck. Mike?
Yes.
Give us your thoughts.
My thoughts are, let's not pitch them in the All-Star game. Let's make them our pitcher and not showcase them for the other teams for later down the line in future considerations. Let's let him pitch tonight. Let's let him finish the last game against the Brewers. We have three games against the White Sox that we own, the worst team in baseball. And then let him come back and pitch the first game against the Phillies.
All right. Mike, I appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. Is the number. It's between Vic and Chad. I get what he's saying. But, I mean, you have control of Paul Skeens. It's not like you're looking to make a trade with Paul Skeens right now, or that's something that should worry about at this point. 412-928-9370. Brett Michaels with Chris Jansen and others at Pavilion. Tickets on the line. We have Vic and Chad as the finalist right now. Dan in Monroeville. Dan, give us your thoughts.
Blah, 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 blah. His statistical numbers say he should start. That's it. That's all I got.
All right, Dan. I like his brevity, so let's put Dan on hold, and we'll get to Jack. Hey, Jack.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, did you know that the Yankees changed their policy on facial hair?
All right.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
They had three players in the lineup the other day wearing mustaches, and I think they did it because down the road they want to be able to get Paul Skeens.
Wow. I love the deep conspiracy theory early. Jack, I appreciate the call. All right. We're up against it.
Hold on. I gotta debunk that. They've always allowed mustaches. You just can't have beards.
I know.
So that was a silly call.
I get where he's already thinking that. You know, that the Yankees are changing their rules to allow Paul Skeens, which is like 6 years down the road, if that were indeed to happen, because the Pirates have control of them for a long time. All right, we're between Vic and Chad. Both compelling cases.
What do you think, Jeff?
Vic dropped the Caitlin Clark. I'm going with Vic.
All right.
It was really close. It was really close. I appreciate both the calls. Vic, congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to see Brett Michaels with Chris Jansen at the Pavilion. And Chad, thanks for calling and for all the other callers as well. That is at Star Lake next Saturday at July 13th. As we continue here on the Fan Morning Show, there's been a lot going on with the Pirates. There was all the free agency. There's always news in the NFL. There's been some things happening with Pitt football. We'll check in with Chris Peek of PantheLair.com to get the latest there. Dan Zangrilli is going to join us coming up at 8:30 to get some more Pirates talk. Bubba Chandler at 9 o'clock. He is the Pirates futures game representative. He is having a great year in AA. And now that Paul Skeens is in the majors, he's the next young, hot pitching prospect. We'll talk to him. And Jason Spezza is going to join us at 9:30 because the Penguins have prospect camp starting tomorrow morning in Cranberry. Of course, you can go up and watch all the prospects. I will get a little more lowdown on some of the players you can watch, what they're looking to get out of that as well as we continue. It's the Fan Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. So, fan weather, opportunity for a heavy thunderstorm this afternoon. Any of this rain, please happen before 6:40 and then not until like 10. So we can get this Pirates game with Paul Skeens tonight right here on 93.7 The Fan. Weekend looks gorgeous. High of 88 both days, periods of clouds and sunshine, and the rain percentage is only 25% on Saturday and 6% on Sunday. Monday's going to be a steamy 92 for that afternoon game as the Mets are in town for four, and you'll hear it all right here on 93.7 The Fan.